Welcome to the Erica Russo Show, where we dive deep into the realms of personal development, spirituality, and the power of the mind. Join us on a transformative journey as we explore the art of manifesting the life you truly desire, all while listening to your intuition. Join host Erica Russo, intuitive life and business mentor and best-selling author, each week as we'll embark on a quest to uncover the secrets of manifesting abundance, nurturing a resilient mindset, and tapping into the spiritual dimensions that shape our reality. Each episode, we'll bring you insightful discussions, practical techniques, and inspiring stories from experts and seekers alike. Whether you're seeking clarity in your spiritual journey, striving to shift your mindset, or eager to unlock your full potential, this podcast is your guiding light.
Hello, beautiful, intelligent, creative, intuitive soul. Welcome to the Erica Russo Show. So if this is your first time hanging out with me, welcome. I am so excited that the universe led you here today. If you are an OG and you migrated over from the Intuitive Souls podcast, if you continue to press play, listen, expand, lean into your intuition, do all those things, I fucking love you. Thank you so much for your continued support. I appreciate each and every one of you beyond measure. If this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you insight, if it's giving you clarity, if it's helping you along this wild ride that we call the human experience, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes or Spotify now and leave a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now, more than ever, the world is a goddamn dumpster fire, and some of these conversations are pretty fucking good. So, yeah. Before you go ahead and click submit, make sure you send a screenshot to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I would love to send you a free gift for taking that time out of your busy muggle life to support this podcast. So, with that being said, before we dive in, I wanted to just let everybody know that I'm hanging out on Instagram, and there's intuitive exercises, a lot more value over there. I'm just kind of giving it all away for free over there on Instagram. So be sure to hang out with me over there. Also, like, when a new episode drops, I will obviously let everybody know in my stories and the reels and all of that good shit. So I will leave my handle, which is pretty simple. It's Erica W. Russo. Come hang out with me over there. So with that being said, and then another thing before I totally forget, I have spoken a lot about the power of breathwork and how it has been a transformative tool in my own personal healing journey. And I want to give this experience away to people who are open to trying it. So if you are interested in trying breathwork for free, I will leave a link in the download or whatever the description area so you can go and head on and get a free audio recording of a breathwork class that I have done in the past. I can advise you that everybody's breathwork experience is very different. I've had people who really released a lot of stored emotions and trauma. I've had people that have jumped up and done jumping jacks. I've had people that said they haven't felt that relaxed in years. Just know that when it comes to healing and when it comes to the breath, you're going to get the experience that you need at that time. And you just have to trust it and know that it's for the highest and greatest good of your personal journey. So with that being said, I had a question come in, and I thought it was a really good question, obviously, and it's something that I think a lot of people should be open about and have this knowledge. And that's about energy vampires, right? How to deal with negative people, how to protect yourself energetically from these people. So first and foremost, let's just state this. Unfortunately, we can't, sometimes there are circumstances in our life where we just can't cut energy vampires off or negative people off, right? Sometimes you work with them, sometimes it's just, you know, a family member, whatever the case may be. I would always say this, if you have the ability to minimize interaction with these sorts of people, the better. But if you can't, it is what it is. We're going to go through some things that can help you, you know, create boundaries as well as protect yourself energetically from these people. So I'm going to use the term energy vampires because it's probably the most common, but please know this, there are different types of energy vampires, okay? Some of the most common are just negative Nancys, people who are absolutely in victim mode, people who cannot see the positive side of things, people who just have this thing about complaining, like it's all that they do. That's one form of energy vampire. Another form of energy vampire is a narcissist, someone who has narcissistic personality disorder, because what they essentially do is they look for people who have high levels of empathy, right? You know, the whole thing with narcissists and empaths, because narcissists lack empathy. So they find someone who has a lot of it, and then they completely torture them, which then leads the empath or the person who has higher levels of empathy to feel completely exhausted. This drains their life force energy. So that's another type of energy vampire. Another type of energy vampire is someone who has an attachment. Now, I haven't spoken about this really that openly, but this is something that I'm going to start talking about a little bit more because it is a real thing. This is coming from someone who thought everything was love and light before, you know, at the beginning of me developing my spiritual senses, and then through my own personal experiences, through hundreds of readings, through working with a lot of people, through, you know, witnessing paranormal events, I can honestly tell you that that is not the case. We have to look at the world in a place of there's duality, period. The law of duality is a real universal law, and we have to understand that. So what does that mean? Where there is good, there is bad. Where there is light, there is dark. Where there is up, there is down. Where there is male, there is female. There's always going to be another side of the spectrum. And this includes both the physical and spiritual realm. So yes, there are darker entities. Yes, there are things called attachments. I can get into the topic of attachments at a later date in its own personal episode, but just know this, like, it is a real thing. People, and here's where you might find people who have attachments, people who struggle with their mental health, people who struggle with, you know, deep depression and anxiety. A lot of people who drink excessively or use substances are very prone to getting attachments. People who hang out in lower vibrational places like, you know, bars and crack houses and all of that kind of stuff, those are places where these spiritual entities will harbor, because these people are more desperate, open, available to these entities that can attach to their energetic field and feed off of their life force energy. Okay, so I did a post a couple of weeks ago and it got some traction where I spoke about how to protect yourself when you go out, okay? Now, I'm not a big drinker, like I'm not, I don't go out that often, but I will go out every couple of months, and I can tell you that if you go out to bars or clubs or anything along those lines, those are honestly like Grand Central Terminal for attachments, because people's inhibitions are lowered. And it's, like I said, it's a lot easier for these attachments to find a host that they can feed, you know, feed off their light force energy. So again, I always get off topic. I always go on my spiels. I will do another episode talking more about my own personal experience with attachments and how to see the red flags and get the fuck away from them. So with that being said, those are some of the different types of energy vampires. Okay. Now, the number one thing that you can do to protect yourself against these sort of people and just does not have them in your life. Now, like I stated before, sometimes that's damn near impossible, okay? But maintaining boundaries, like, this is something that's a game changer for everybody. And this is something that I don't know, it like came through me in a freaking coaching call a couple years ago. And I was like, this is fucking genius. So anyway, you need to know the power of five. Now, what I mean by that is you need to know your 5-minute friends, your 5-hour friends, and your 5-day friends. What people in your life are people that you can only be around for like 5 minutes? These are like the ones that you're like, oh my God, not them again, right? Like they're friendly and everything like that, but you just, ugh, I can't be around them. Know who the 5-minute friends are. Know who the 5-hour friends are. This is like, you know, you go out to dinner with the person every couple months and everything, and everything's good and you have fun and all of that. But, you know, the max time that you can spend with this person is like 5 hours. And then know who your 5-day friends are. Who are the friends that you can go away on vacation with and it's just an enjoyable experience and you guys love to be together and you invigorate each other and you grow together and you just have the best conversations. Look at the inventory of your friends and the people in your life and see where everybody plays out. Okay. I can tell you that most of your friends are probably going to be either 5-minute friends or 5-hour friends. And you are very, very lucky if you have like more than 2 5-day friends. I promise you this. So do that sort of inventory on your life. Now, let's go back to boundaries. We're going to circle back to boundaries yet again. This is something that, you know, if someone has different political views than you and they always have to talk shit about, you know, the other party or something along those lines, just create an energetic boundary where you are not going to speak about those topics. You're not going to speak about those topics with that particular person. Just be energetically available. Now, something that you can do energetically and not have to speak about it is what I've learned to do throughout the years, because I have many people that have very strong opinions on things that I don't necessarily have the same opinions about, is when the topic comes up in discussion, I will quite literally envision a brick wall of crystalline energy. So like rainbow crystalline energy in front of me. This is basically me being like, we're not going to go there. I'm not going to have this conversation with you. I'm protecting my energy. It's almost like a wall. You're not, and like, don't say like, no, it's like talking to a brick wall. No, I'm still going to be cordial and I'm going to shake my head and everything like that. But I'm using the power of my intention to manipulate the energy around me so that the person that, you know, wants to talk about this conversation kind of gets the social cue that I'm not available for it. Again, what I do is I essentially envision a brick, a clear, pretty, like if you guys know what angel aura quartz looks like, it's really pretty and it has like an iridescent sheen to it. I envision a wall, a brick wall with that kind of sheen right in front of me. And you would be amazed at how quickly the conversation shifts. They'll like say something And it's like almost like bounce back to them and they get the cue and then we shift to a different topic. It works like a charm. So try it. It's incredible. So another thing, I have so many tricks. Oh, I'm not even done yet. So, okay. So two other tricks that I want to share with you guys is the zip up method and the Wonder Woman shield. Now the zip up method is more of something that you should do prior to leaving your home or prior to going out in public or going to work or whatever the case may be. And this is as simple as taking one of your hands and going and envisioning like you have a jacket around you, right? And I always say go below where your root chakra lies, like go closer to your knees and physically pretend like you are zipping something up, right? You are zipping up your chakras. You are closing down your chakras so that you are not absorbing any outside energy. So when I do this, I simply go, I zip up this energy. I'll do the physical movement again where I go, I zip up this energy. I zip up this energy. I do this three times. And it's amazing. And oh, just so you know, I do this all the way up to my crown chakra. I want to close down everything. Some people will do a similar version of this and they'll only close down their lower three chakras. So they'll only do the zip up method from their root to their solar plexus. This is your choice. It's whatever feels good for you, whatever it is that you desire. Me, knowing that I am a manifesting generator, I have two open head spaces in human design. I also have a lot more open centers. Knowing how much I absorb energy, I feel more comfortable. Oh, and then I have an open root. So quite literally, I am a goddamn sponge. And I'm talking about human design, by the way. So for me personally, I like zipping everything up. Again, this is your own personal preference. Do what you feel works for you. So another thing that I have in my arsenal, my energetic toolbox, is the Wonder Woman shield. This is something that I learned from a dear friend of mine who is an incredible energy healer, psychic, mentor. And what essentially it is that when you are having a conversation with somebody and you're feeling like they're pulling on your energetic field, right? They're like pulling on your energy, or you're getting tired, or you're just like, oh, I don't really like this, is envision the Wonder Woman shield, okay? Envision it from your throat chakra all the way down to your knees, and envision any energy that is getting pushed towards you, pushing back to the person, okay? This is a godsend. It really is. All of this is great shit. So that is another thing that you can do. But I mean, unfortunately, we have people in our lives that we just have to have there, and they don't, you know, bring anything, but they're still there. And yeah, so I get it. But I hope that this helps. I hope that this gets to the right people. Again, come hang out with me on Instagram if you want to try breathwork. Go ahead, check out the link in the description below. I love you guys. You are incredible, and I will see you around the internet.